It got to be a group effort rushing him. It can't just be just one guy. So I think we did a good job as a group. You want to keep him in the pocket. You want to make him beat us throwing the ball, not running the ball.
Come on, baby! They're not in today.
I would say everybody on the same page from the front to the always to the guys in coverage. The guys in coverage did a great job. They made him hold the ball. And the guys up front that was in their rush lanes, it was kind of tough on them.
Let me get that corner, baby.
Nah, boy.
Waiting for the shotgun snap. First and 10 at the Chiefs 21. Chiefs are pressuring. Vic is hit. Justin Houston got the Vic. They're going to call it a sack. Houston gets his second of the game, and the clock is moving.
So anytime I get a one-on-one chance like that, it was tipping me the whole game. So I knew I had to take advantage of that opportunity. And coming from Vic blind side, it's hard for him to see me, so it make it easier for me. The tackle was on my back, and I really didn't know that until after the game, until I saw the play. But I think it was just a team effort. He couldn't throw the ball downfield, and it gave me time to get there.
We expect big days from him, don't we?
The Jets have three guys in position to block him. That's how much they're worried about him. But with the other pressure causing Vic to step up in the pocket, Justin's able to pick up the NFL-leading sack number 11, and now one-on-one with Giacomini, he's able to get sack number 12 on the season.
You can hear the crowd roaring up when they see you getting close, so that's a great feeling. And just know that we're doing our job, not just me. My guys downfield doing a great job covering, and the other guys doing a great job rushing up the field, so it's a team effort.
Get loud, baby. Get loud, baby. Oh, please, please.
Well, if you're on the field, you would notice that when the crowd get involved, the tackles, they don't look at you. They're looking at the ball. They got to see when the ball is snapped. They can't hear the snap count. So anytime I can get the crowd involved, that helps me out a lot for my sack. So the tackle is looking at the ball instead of me. I got a good chance to get back there with my get off. So that helps out a lot. Well, you pretty much see it before the ball is snapped. And I just try to come up with a game plan. How can I rush him and cause pressure? And I try to execute that game plan. So it depends on where the tight ends line up at and where the help is coming from to determine how I'm going to rush those guys.
I had both tight ends in the tackle. I had three people in my way. They know.
Hey, I don't get excited about it because my ribs be hurting. Anytime I can cause for them guys to chip and slow release, that helps out a lot downfield. So anytime I can do that and then help out the team, I'm all for it. I take pride in everything I do on the field. I want to be the best at everything I do. Stopping the run, dropping the coverage, and rushing the passer. So in any phase, I want to be the best guy to do my job. I think Coach Gibbs did a great job of breaking down our opponent. So once you see it on the field, it's just a reaction now. So you just do your job.
Protection breaks down. He unloads the pass. Incomplete.
Ali and Houston. Here comes another blitz. And Keenum Tim. He fumbles the ball.
Yeah, I tell Tommy all the time, it was a blessing for me to come here to have him to watch and learn from. Because most guys, you get to lead, you don't have that. He took me in like a big brother. He taught me the things I need to know. He taught me what I need to do to become a good pass rusher. So I just follow his footsteps, and that helps out a lot.